Thunder Media.
On this week's Inside Motorsport, we look at the Formula One Grand Prix heading to Australia this weekend in Melbourne. Stay with us. The Formula One season seems to have picked up right where the 2023 season left off, with Max Verstappen and Red Bull dominating the first two races. After the first race, Verstappen said he was surprised with how easily he was able to take the win.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit better than expected. And basically the only thing that really changed was, I think, the wind direction and the strength of it. And it just seemed to suit our car a bit better. And we could look really well after our tires, which of course is a big benefit around here. And I could do my own race, which is very enjoyable. You know, these kind of days, they don't happen that often where everything just seems to be perfect. The car just feels spot on, you know, you don't really have any big complaints, so that was very enjoyable.
His team owner, Christian Horner, who has also been under fire, spoke about how focused the team's been and getting a 1-2 to start the season was the best possible way to kick off 2024.
I think sometimes in adversity it galvanizes a team, and I think the team is very focused on the season ahead. It's focused on defending the two world championships, and that's what we do best, and that's what we're focused on. And I think that everything else is on the periphery to what the job in hand is, which is going racing.
1 week after the Bahrain Grand Prix, the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix was held in Jeddah. And Max Verstappen took his second race victory of the year.
Yeah, the car was working really well. Of course, that last stint was a bit longer than we initially would have liked, but with the safety car, you had to pit. And from there, we're just about managing the tyres to the end to make sure that the tyres would last. But I do have to say that the last few laps, when I was catching the back markers, my tyres were starting to be a bit cold, and it was quite tricky. Like, with the grip, it was very easy to have big moments, so I had to take my time to get through the back markers, and once I cleared them again, I could just settle in. And you know, around here with all the walls being so close, easy to make a mistake, and of course I wanted to prevent that.
The Australians Oscar Piastri finished in fourth position, managing to get past the wily Spaniard of Fernando Alonso.
I think that was the most we could have done. So leaving Jeddah very happy, to be honest. Got past Fernando early on, got stuck behind Lewis for a long time, and then once he pitted, I was okay. But still definitely showed some things that we need to improve a little bit. But I think that was definitely the most we could do at the moment.
Jeddah was the second disappointment in a row for Daniel Ricciardo.
Tough weekend. I think the only thing that's probably keeping me a little bit optimistic now is we did find a few things. So that's positive when you know that. Because I've driven a long time, I know when things don't feel quite right, but on one hand it's nice to find a few things, but on another it meant that it was a pretty painful weekend, so that's obviously frustrating. And the race, it was tough. I think coming into it we knew it would be tough. Then we had a slow pit stop, and then a few laps from the end I ate a bit too much curb in turn one and had a spin, but that kind of summed up the weekend. But yeah, we got a week off now, so Melbourne will be better. I know we'll fix it and have an equal playing field and a strong showing.
The race weekend at Melbourne's Albert Park venue kicks off on Thursday and heads right through to the Grand Prix on Sunday afternoon. The supercars will be there, although this year the supercars are very much second-class citizens, being relegated to the paddock, so the racing will be short sprint races with no pit stops for the first time in many, many years. Veteran Mark Winterbottom spoke about heading back to the Grand Prix and how much he's looking forward to that particular track.
Yeah, Grand Prix is one of my favourite events. I think the fact you get to sleep in your own bed, it's a home race. Like, this is as close to home as I can get. Although we're not the spectacle event, we sure have a purpose here, and championship points, sponsors, friends and family, all that sort of stuff. Plus, ego of race drivers trying to get race wins. What we've got to focus on is changes that are in 30 minutes, probably four outings of two laps, quick changes that are done with shifters and spanners and T-bars and stuff like that, as opposed to the big geometry changes. So very hard. We need to make sure our rollout car is good and we're just tuning. That's the plan. Yeah, well, my race pace was really good at Bathurst. My qualifying pace was poor. So I need good qualifying pace here, because race pace, it still means something, but qualifying's key. So if you can win a race, it's great. If you can win the round, which obviously gets you the trophy, the Larry Perkins Trophy is even better. So, you know, it's those guys that built our sport, the Perkins, the Moffats, the Johnsons, the Brocks, all those guys. So when you can win something that has their name attached to it, you know, it is a little bit more special. So we'll try to win one race first, which is going to be tough. And if we can win that, then puts us in good shape to get that big trophy.
James Golding has come straight off the back of Race Tasmania, where he dominated the weekend in the Trans Am cars. He now heads to the Premier Racing team and try to pick up his first supercar victory.
Yeah, that's right. Heading into round two at the Grand Prix here. It's awesome feeling. Obviously, it's a fantastic event and a landmark event here in Australia. Probably the biggest, if not one of them, that's for sure. So to be a part of that's absolutely awesome, and can't wait to get into the weekend. Yeah, it's certainly going to be different on the soft tyre, just doing sprint races here at the Grand Prix. So usually we're on that longer format with pit stops and all those sorts of things. So a bit less to consider on that front, and more of a just go hard as you can. We've had a strong start to the season, so there's no reason why this round's going to be any different. We'll try and keep building on what we've already had. And as you said, we've been pretty quick in qualifying, so hopefully we can come out strong this weekend.
Golding has been busy in the build-up, not only racing in Tasmania, but had time to get some RAAF wings for his trouble as he went on a ride of his life.
Pretty awesome experience. Just, you know, I had a bit of an idea of what it was going to be like, but yeah, the G-forces are pretty cool to feel, obviously in the air compared to on the ground, what I'm used to, and yeah, really enjoyable. Obviously fantastic views, and be able to go look over the track before the weekend's pretty cool. Nah, I didn't think I was going to be having a steer of it, but yeah, to have a feel of how the plane works, and everything's a lot different to what I'm used to with brakes and throttle and those sorts of things. It's, you know, levers and adjusting the propellers and wings and stuff. So it's certainly different, but a lot of stuff's kind of similar in a way, with, you know, being smooth and, you know, just feeling what the plane's doing. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was fantastic flying with Sam today. He's very experienced and cool, calm, collected, which is what I needed going on my first proper aerobatic flight. And yeah, thanks to the 100 Squadron for having us out here. It's been fantastic, and yeah, feeling good heading into the weekend.
100 Squadron leader Samuel da Graça Costa was the man who took Golding up into the air.
My job is to exhibit these beautiful aircraft. So we've got a range of aircraft ranging from 1916 through to 1976, and we fly them for three reasons. Firstly, to commemorate, to celebrate events like the F1, and to hopefully inspire people just like Jimmy today. It was actually a bit scary how good he was for no training. I got to watch my back. He might take my job after he's finished racing. But no, we went and had a bit of a look at the track, and a few wing overs over the track to get some good footage. And then we went out to the other side of Point Cook here and did some aerobatics, some gentleman's aerobatics. We only pulled about 2.5 G, but the aircraft can pull up to 6 if it needs to, and you'll really feel that.
Nick Percat also got into Formula One fever. He had an opportunity to take some F2 and F3 drivers through their paces in karts.
My J&D team set up here down at Todd Road, which is, I guess, the home track for my karting career. And I've got the whole team here, which is amazing. And I've been very, very fortunate that the A14 management with Fernando have allowed few of his drivers come out and, you know, just talk to the kids, all my drivers. Yeah, so J&D Racing is formed of myself and two really good friends of mine, Jake and Dan. They're karters, very successful as well. So opportunity in karting to try and help younger drivers and, yeah, and get them in a nice team environment. So, yeah, we have kids in Cadet 12 all the way through to, oh, they call it X30 and seniors. I guess what they've thrown behind us already is really, really cool. So I've got an association with the factory team out of Spain, which Fernando's involved with DPK. Fernando's seen that my passion for karting is pretty big, and he's the same. You know, when he's not at Formula One events, he's actually at his track doing laps in one of his carts. So, yeah, so far, everywhere I've driven the MSR car, I know it's only Ipswich and Bathurst, but two very different tracks. The car performed really well, comfortable to drive. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Grand Prix. I've had really good success there in the past. Just to bank good points, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Gabriel Bortoleto. I'm driving for Invicta Racing in Formula 2, and I'm currently also McLaren development driver. And I'm here today watching these kids running go-karts. Unfortunately, I cannot drive today. My team didn't allow me. But it's very nice to be back in a karting track. It's probably where I had the most fun in my life since I'm very young. So yeah. Really enjoy being here today. Yeah, so Fernando is my manager. So yeah, basically he told me there was gonna happen this go-karting day and I was really excited to drive, but unfortunately I couldn't. So I'm just here to watch. But yeah, it's very nice, especially Fernando being so involved in every part of category. I've been driving for him for 1 year already as his driver from A14, but I also drove for his FA team in Formula Regional in 2021. And yeah, he's so involved in everything in motorsport. The guy is just, you know, everywhere. And it's very nice because I can see that he really cares about the basics and where the school begins.
I'm Nicholas Solov. I'm a Formula 3 driver, and today I'm driving for GND Racing in the karting track. It's been great, really grippy and really hot. It brings back so many memories from when you start like racing and go-karting, and that's what really got you into racing. So it's always good to come back, have a feel, and the atmosphere is always great. Yeah, so it's one of my favorite tracks for sure, Albert Park. It's really exciting, high speed, and close to the walls, I would say. So it's different, but I think it's always good to practice a bit of karting just to get in the zone. Not too much because it's hard on the ribs and stuff, so I'm not trying to get injured for the weekend.
The supercars will have multiple races across the 4 days of the Melbourne Grand Prix. That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling. And bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.